I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
Woo, life kind of sucks for Cassie, doesn't it? Oh, she's just going through one of those cycles. Look, man, we have been talking about this now for months, if not years, that Cassie is just going, life is peaks and valleys, man. It's one hell of a valley.
You're in the Grand Canyon, baby.
I'm in the Mariana Trench.
Okay. 3 years now of, you've had some good things happen.
Oh, but, absolutely. Yeah,
but for the most part, there are large ticket items that have gone wrong in Cassie's life now over and over and over again in an extraordinary way for the last 3 years. And we've been doing everything to try to get her out of this. In fact, Kristen gave her a smudging last week.
Yeah, we went outside and we smudged, and she gave me like a special shell with the ashes to put in my house and some crystals, which I've done. And it's just, nothing is, knock on wood, nothing is world ending yet, but it's just enough to start chipping away at your soul. And it feels personal.
Okay, so, I mean, while you say that, I mean, there have been, I'm just going to throw around some words over the last 3 years that are pretty devastating, and we don't have to get into them, but cancer. We've had injuries to you and your husband, yet not had only one or two or three trees fall through the roof of your house. Five trees. I mean, there's been a lot the last couple of years.
Yeah, a couple of family members passing away, my dog's dying, and then now it's just kind of like salt in the wound. So Kristen smudged me, and I was like, this is great. I feel free. It's going to work. And then,
and for those that don't know what that is, that is nothing you would find on Pornhub.
I don't know. You might. Yeah. There's a category for everything.
I'm sure there is.
So smudging is where you take sage and you just you're trying to get rid of the bad juju, mm-hmm. right? And so you light the sage and you go over somebody, you say certain things, and maybe it's because we were doing it outside in front of a no smoking sign.
The signs were all around, literally.
Literally, yes.
And so not to like wax poetic about how awful my life is, because it's not, but it's like, this is reading like a comedy of errors. Like right now, I feel like I'm in a Truman Show style movie where the writers have started, writing ridiculous plots. Like that point in Grey's Anatomy when the icicle falls from the roof and stabs someone. I would not be shocked if that happened to me next week, even though it's almost the middle of summer. So one thing is, you have to know about my house is you can't see the backyard from the road. And yet somehow, we're not also off a thoroughfare, right? So to get to my house, you have to go through like several neighborhood streets. Somehow, a city cop saw it and gave us a citation for the length of our grass for the house we haven't been living in 2.5 weeks.
Like, you guys, this is what you have to complain about that you're looking for?
Right. And I was just like, you know what? Whatever. We'll move on. He's not wrong. It's just, I'm like, right. You can see the blue tarp over the house. We're not in there. my son, we're in an Airbnb. Locked himself in the bedroom. At my house, we don't have those kind of locks on our doors, and it's baby-proofed like that. We did baby-proofing in this house as much as we could, but it just didn't occur to me, and it was a twist knob. So he's locked in there screaming. I'm trying to get him out. And my husband, Chad, has to run to the store to buy screwdrivers to remove the doorknob so we can get him out again. Luckily, he was fine. Randomly, I developed tennis elbow. I don't play tennis. I don't know what happened. It is the most excruciating pain. I can't put pressure on my arm whatsoever.
Is it because you're on the computer so much?
Maybe, but I've been on the computer for 15 years. Like, I don't.
Yeah, but you're getting old, girl.
Oh. Well, yeah, we could add that to the list. I'm getting old. No, that's a privilege. You know what? That's a blessing. My son woke up barfing sick for no reason whatsoever, so that's fun. We had to almost take him to the ER, so that's the positive. We managed to get to urgent care. My daughter Hazel busted her lips a couple of weeks ago. I think I mentioned that. And that she was okay, but now her teeth are turning gray, which means they're probably going to have to be pulled because there was trauma to them.
Root canal.
Uh-huh. They don't hurt her at all. She's not been complaining, but we just noticed they don't look quite right. So she's going to the dentist. And after Googling it, I'm like, great, she's going to lose her two front teeth. And then, of course, insurance is lowballing us on everything. But that's nothing new. Everyone has to deal with that.
That's shocking. They're usually so giving.
I know. I just, you know, I pay them and pay them and pay them. And they're like, here's a penny. And they've paid for nothing so far. So we've been out of pocket for everything from the beginning. Again, same old story, but it's like we're coming up on a month now, so I'm like, well, somebody's gonna need to start paying. And so all of this is happening, and again, these are all things that are manageable, but it's like so absurd that I'm like, what happened? So we had a tarot card reader in here a couple weeks ago, and you can go catch up on what she told us on the podcast. But one thing she told me that resonated, she's like, you know, the energy you put out is what's going to come back to you. And I think that's a general rule for everyone, but it specifically came up in my reading. She's like, whatever you put out is going to come back. You attract what you put out in a very big way. So I'm taking her words to heart. So this week, for 1 week, because I can only start with 1 week, you know, I am going to be positive about everything. Anytime I get annoyed, I will stop myself and find a way to be grateful. Any bad thing that happens, I will find the silver lining. For instance, Max got sick, like I just said. We didn't have to take him to the ER because we were able to get to urgent care. Isn't that a great thing? And it was easily fixable. No problem. I'm going to do that for a whole week. And then I will report back about whether or not my life has changed during that week and if it's actually worked.
Can I add one to that?
Yes.
I feel like works for me internally.
Vodka. You're already there.
That is one. That's the given in the equation.
Gotcha.
Doing things for people and not telling anybody about it. So it's completely, you're doing it for, I mean, now you stated an intent, like, damn it, universe, here, I'm doing something good so I can get something good back. But when you give to people and you don't expect any kind of notoriety back from that, I think internally it does something, and it always sort of, the universe does kind of give me a high five after all that.
Okay, well, the universe does not give me a high five because I do some of that and I'm not going to talk about it, but maybe I can do more. Maybe that's my sign to do more. Right now, I'm just trying to, like, stay above water.
Right.
It's a struggle. My kids aren't sleeping, so I'm in the room with my son every night who slaps me in the face every hour, wakes up screaming. He's traumatized. It's fine. We're getting there. I like that, though, as a general thing. I think this week I'm just going to be positive, and then we'll roll that in next week.
That's the more advanced class?
Yeah, okay, we'll slowly add that to the mix.
The Burt Show.